Job 31. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then should I look lustfully at a young woman? For what is the portion from God above and the heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity to the unrighteous and disaster to the workers of iniquity? Doesn't he see my ways and number all my steps? So he's saying, look, you people are saying that because I'm suffering, therefore I have sinned. And I'm saying that, as God said, I was a just and upright man. And now he's going through all the different things that they were implying he had done. Obviously, they were saying, well, you must have looked lustfully at a young woman. You must have committed adultery. And he says, no, I did not do that. Why should I do that? Seeing that God numbers my steps and sees all my ways. Now, that should be an encouragement to us, that the fact God sees and knows all things means that you cannot sin in secret, not even inside your own mind. So don't do it. And he's saying, why would I have done that when God sees and knows all things? If I have walked with falsehood and my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. So he's looking forward to the day of judgment. He knows he's not going to get this justice he feels in this life. If my step has turned out of the way, if my heart walked after my eyes, if any defilement has stuck to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yes, let the produce of my field be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, and I have laid wait at my neighbour's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others sleep with her, for that would be a heinous crime. Yes, it would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for it is a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all my increase. Well, Job understands that the sin of adultery begins, as he says, in the heart. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, so that I had an affair, then I would justly be judged. And of course, Jesus talks about that when he says that these things, adultery and all sin, begin in the mind, in the heart. And this is the great emphasis of the Bible, in distinction to that of many religions, certainly of the time, that the emphasis is on the mind, on the heart, on who you are when nobody's looking, on what you really think about. If I have despised the cause of my servant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God rises up? When he visits, what shall I answer him? Didn't he who made me in the womb make him? Didn't one fashion us in the womb? So he's saying, now, I did not despise people because I recognize that we are all created by the same God. And that, again, is a lesson to us, that we should not despise people because they are made in also in the image of God. And this is why we're told by James, don't curse men because they are made in the image of God like you are. So there's huge implications here from believing the most basic truth that God is our creator. If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my food alone and the fatherless hasn't eaten of it, no, from my youth he grew up with me as with a father. Her have I guided from my mother's womb. He's saying, no, I always was generous to the fatherless. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or that the needy had no covering, if his heart hasn't blessed me, if he hasn't been warmed with my sheep's fleece, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless because I saw my help in the gate, then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade and my arm be broken from the bone. He's really saying, look, I haven't done these things. If I have made gold my hope, if I have said to fine gold, you are my confidence, if I rejoiced because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much, he's saying I wasn't materialistic, I didn't trust in wealth even though I had it, I trusted in God. If I have looked at the sun when it shines or the moon moving in splendour, and my heart has been secretly enticed, that is to worship the sun and the moon rather than God, this also would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for I should have denied the God who is above. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, yes, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking his life with a curse. If the men of my tent have not said, who can find one who has not been filled with his meat? The foreigner has not lodged in the street, but I have opened my doors to the traveller. If like Adam I covered my transgressions by hiding my sin in my heart, because I feared the great multitude, and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I kept silence. Oh, that I had one to hear me. So he's going on and on about, if I had done this sin or that sin or the other sin, well, yeah, the suffering would be fair enough. But I haven't done those things. You're wrong to imagine that I must have done those things because that's why I'm suffering. And then he sort of gives up and says, oh, I could go on and on. But behold, he says, here is my signature. In other words, I sign off on this that it's true. Let the Almighty answer me. Let any accuser write my indictment. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder and I would bind it to me as a crown. He's saying, I'd be really happy if it was really so that I'm suffering because of my sin. I'd be so happy. But that isn't the case. If my land cries out against me and its furrows weep together, if I've eaten its fruits without money or have caused its owners to lose their life, let briars grow instead of wheat and stinkweed instead of barley. He's saying, I've even been sensitive to my land in how I farm. The words of Job are ended. So this is a great clearing of himself. He's saying, look, all the possible sins you might imagine I've done, I did not do them. Quite the opposite. So he is now sure that what God said at the beginning is true, that he's a man of integrity, and that as God said to the Satan, you are moving me to destroy Job without cause. There is no reason for me to do this to this man. But God does it, because God had a wider purpose, to save the friends and to glorify his name. And I guess to teach Job, although Job began an upright man before God and finishes the same. So I think his sufferings were more for the benefit of other people than for himself. So I think he's summing up now and saying, look, this is nonsense. This is just not true that I'm suffering because I sinned. And therefore, he is waiting for God, really, to answer him. And he's waiting for that last day when all these things shall be put right. And I think that's one of the reasons we really long for Jesus to come, because we feel so strongly the injustice on earth now and in our own lives. And it's only in the kingdom that all that will be resolved.